Welcome, Coach Steve Airy and Brent Edens to the studio. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
We've got a new Bomber Youth Football League that you guys are excited to announce.
Yes, we're very excited to announce it. This is something that I think it's going to create community pride. That's what we're going for. We're trying to create opportunities for our kids, and we're also wanting to try to provide somewhat of a feeder system for our junior high. So these are things that have come together. Our kids need this opportunity, and I think that's going to be a great thing going forward with the help of a lot of people. So we're trying to put this together very quickly.
And apparently, it was very well received because the participation numbers are already outstanding.
Yes, we've got 39 in the third going into the third grade next year, 41 going into the fourth, 47 in the fifth, and 36 in the sixth, or that will be in the sixth next year. Those are great numbers, yeah. Yes.
Registration deadline is coming up for May 1st. This is any child in the area. You do not have to attend Mountain Home Public Schools, but this is any child in the area that is going into next year, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth grade.
That's correct. We don't want to exclude anybody who doesn't have the opportunity to play football, whether their school in the future has football or not. We want to give every child in this community, in this area, that opportunity. That's very important.
That's one of the things, you know, in the past league that they've had, they had the doors open for some of the surrounding towns, and we want to continue to have the doors open. We're not here to shut the doors on anybody.
How do you register?
You can register online at BomberYouthFootballLeague.com. There's a place there to register. If you want to send in, as far as money-wise, how much it costs, $60 per child. We are going to have a sign-up this Saturday. Sam Simer is going to be at the Youth Center from 9 to 11 to do another sign-up. And we are also having a second grade, third grade, and fourth grade youth football camp April 26th, which is next week, from 5:30 to 7. If you have not signed up yet, that's another opportunity to come sign up, measure your child. We'll get head measurements, shoulder measurements for pads and helmets, and that'll be with Coach Airy and current Bombers, his staff, and Coach Airy. I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Camp next Wednesday night on the 26th. We're going to have a lot of help. One of the things we want to do is make sure that your kids bring shorts, T-shirts, and cleats. Obviously, if you get 40, 50 kids in a class, you're going to have to bust them up and get into two teams. And we want to try to bust those teams up as evenly as we can. So what we're doing with this camp is we're going to run it more like a skills camp. In a sense, we want to see some talent evaluation. We want to see how you run, how agile you are, your skill set. Can you catch? What can you do with a football in your hand? Can you throw? Do you have heavy hands? Are you going to block somebody? Kind of your physical nature. So all those things are going to be taken into effect. We're going to have kind of a grading scale, and then we're going to try to bust our teams up evenly. So it's important. If we can get your kids there, we'd love to have them there. I want to mention that our sponsors are Farm Bureau Insurance and Cotton Company. As far as donating T-shirts, every kid will get a free camp and a free T-shirt out of the deal.
And, Coach, you're still looking for volunteer coaches. Volunteer coaches will be in charge of the teams. You and your coaching staff kind of oversee the entire program and implement different plays and structures so that the kids going into third grade will learn the basis of the Bomber football system and the plays that hopefully one day they'll be playing on Friday night on the Bomber football stadium.
You bet. One of the things that you want to teach is proper tackling, proper fundamentals and everything that you do. And I want to try to implement some practice habits and some terminology and things that the kids can carry with them. So in that, you know, even though you're coaching, it's we're going to kind of run a format. You're going to have to fill out a coaching application that you'll find on our online Facebook page. And, again, it's going to be a structured type of league, and we're hoping that the kids get what they need. And the coaches, especially if you don't have any experience under your belt, you get what you need to be successful.
Coach, you've been here several years now. The excitement for football continues to grow and grow. This is just another piece of it. This is something you've been wanting to do for a long time.
I believe it starts from the youth and trickles on up. And I think we have a good plan set. I think we have good help involved. And I think our football program's going in the right direction. I think this is going to do nothing but kickstart it now.
Brent, you're still looking for players. They can register until May 1st. You're looking for coaches to volunteer. You're also looking for sponsors.
We are looking for sponsors. Now, one thing I will say, we're trying to raise $35,000. Now, if we can raise $45,000, that'd be fantastic. We have a lot of startup costs this year. This is the initial year for this league. We've got to get pads. We've got to get helmets. We've got to get uniforms. Those things cost a lot of money. Every dollar that is spent goes directly to kids. Nothing else. It's going directly to help the youth of this community. So if you want to sponsor, you can contact me at 421-2061. I'm sure they can contact you here at the radio station as well. And we have sponsorships that range from our title sponsor, which we would love to have, of $10,000, all the way down to $250. All donations or sponsorships are tax deductible. So we are a nonprofit, and so if anybody wants to sponsor, please feel free to call me, 870-421-2061. I'd be happy to talk to you about that. We've already raised over $15,000, so we've had a lot of people on board who all we have to do is say, hey, the Bombers have kind of backed us on this, and we're trying to create a group effort here with mm-hmm. us, the Gridiron Club, the coaches for the Mountain Home High School team, and the high school itself. Now, they're not directly sponsoring us, but they are supporting us. And we want community involvement, and we want to unify this community so that when kids start out in our program, they are a Bomber, and then they are a Bomber until they graduate. That's what we want.
And this initial investment this first year, moving forward, you won't have to raise this kind of money because you'll be able to replace part of the equipment year to year. That's why the registration fee of only $60, that's why it's so low, because you want to get as many kids out there as you can, and you're hoping the community will help support this initial investment.
That is correct. This is a startup investment, and I want to be very clear about that to everyone. So we're looking for that this year in the hopes that we can grow it to the point that year after year we've got money enough to take care of our kids mm-hmm. and to make it a good league. We've got a league that we're in. That's going to be fantastic. We're going to play at least three home games, three away games. We're going to be playing West Plains, Thayer, Highland, Salem. And then we're also working on some other opportunities that I don't want to necessarily say what those opportunities are, but we're hoping to have some home and home games with certain
people that share the same colors from us, and maybe we don't like each other very much.
That might be the best way to put it. And that's another thing I think will bring some excitement to what we're doing.
Yeah. Camp's going to be next week for the young ones. And then this summer, they're going to start practice just like the big boys. They'll start in end of July, first of August, mm-hmm. run through some camps, and then they'll kick it off. I'm in golf time. They'll kick it off just like the big boys this fall.
Yes. And we're just going to try to have a real structured practice. Proper preparation is everything. And it's not going to be meat market. One of the things that you're going to find really attractive about this league is I think that we're busted up into grade levels, and they don't have to hit older kids no more. It's just grade levels. And that's the thing I'm most excited about.
Evenly distributed teams.
Yes. I think we're going to have the numbers to have two teams, which means we get a lot more kids on the field. We don't have to hit older kids. I think the kids are going to enjoy the game a lot more.
Can you imagine 5 years from now, you're starting practice on one of those July mornings, and you've got more kids that have turned out for practice than you have room for them on a team? Wouldn't that be something?
That would be nice. That would be nice. You know, football's kind of a numbers game. It really is. And you lose your fair share due to other sports and things. But we've got to create some interest at an early age. And I'm real excited. I've wanted to get my hands on these guys since I've been here. This is my third year here. And get my hands on them in the fourth year, so I'm excited.
Are they excited?
Are they fired up? I think they are. Right now, our offseason high school is running 87 kids, so we've generated some interest in football, and hope it continues to grow.
All right. Registration deadline again is May 1st for any local kid going into the third, fourth, or fifth sixth grade next year, $60 registration fee. They can find it online. There's a website and a Facebook page.
Facebook page. And one other thing, if you are a parent that's already signed up, we have a Remind app. So go and download the Remind app. It'll be on your app store. And if you will, you can also send a text to 81010. And the message for the text should just be @ Bomber23, and then you'll be signed up for any text reminders from there. So that's a good way for parents to keep up to date, because we're really going to try to do that text message updating more than anything, because I think that's how people operate nowadays, and that's the best way to get our message out there. So if you're a parent that doesn't know what's going on right now, please go to our website, or please go to our Facebook page, or get set up on that Remind app and through those text threads, and we're going to try to keep you as up to date as possible.
Gentlemen, good luck. We're excited to watch those games this fall.
Oh, I think we're excited as well.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.